Britain's Ministry of Defense has been keeping files on unidentified flying objects for almost 3 decades now. But those files were kept secret until today. The ministry released some of its files for the first time, and that's got British UFO believers and UFO skeptics in a tizzy. The World's Clark Boyd reports.
The Ministry of Defense made public 8 secret files on UFOs after a Freedom of Information Act request. The documents contain details on thousands of sightings from 1981 up to the present day. One of those sightings was made by Ruth Novelli, who, along with some neighbors in northwest London, saw something strange in the sky a few years back.
We saw balls of light coming off the sides of it, and one of these, we presume it was one of these balls of light, shot across our gardens. So we phoned the police, who came down here, closed off both ends of our road, and we're here for quite some time taking photographs with very long-range lenses.
Oddly, none of those pictures turned up in the files, but the statements of the police on the scene did. They confirmed that they too saw something up there. One even drew a sketch of what he saw. Yep, you guessed it, a saucer-shaped spacecraft. Dr. David Clark of Sheffield Hallam University submitted the request to get the files released. He did that in part because he felt that the British government's silence about UFOs was breeding all kinds of crazy conspiracy theories. Now that he's looked through the documents, he says,
"There's nothing to suggest that the government actually knows any more about UFOs than the rest of us."
Whew, comforting. Anyway, Clark says most of the sightings are easily explained. A group of pubgoers not far from Gatwick Airport reported seeing flashing green and red lights moving through the sky. Right. But a tantalizing minority of the cases defy easy explanation. Nick Pope helped the Ministry of Defense, or MOD as it's known, prepare the documents for release. He remembers one case.
Nobody actually saw anything, but 2 UFOs were tracked on a military radar, traveling at 10... They traveled 10 nautical miles in 12 seconds. Now, that's about 3,500 miles an hour. And the MOD analyst said, well, these radar returns don't look spurious to us. This looks like the real thing.
And that's why Timothy Good, who's written extensively on UFOs, thinks the British government is still holding back.
Unfortunately, or fortunately as the case may be, the really sensitive information is withheld within the scientific and intelligence community at top secret and higher levels.
Not to worry, though.
You know, the cover-up, for there is one, for valid reasons, can't go on forever.
Again, comforting. For the World, this is Clark Boyd.
You can find a link to those UFO files on our website, theworld.org.